Yes, ma'am, waiting on you.
And when I came out, guess what? There were still five places left.
Yes, we're recording.
We are?
Yes.
Entertaining motion to come back into regular session for public hearings. Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
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 Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Yes, motion carried. We're now back in public session for the purpose of public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing today is the Delmarva Roofing and Coating, Inc. Mr. Lamb.
Yes, thank you. This application is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a contractor's shop and office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6.47 acres, more or less, for land lying west of Road 631, Mennonite School Road, 1,800 feet north of Route 16, being Beach Highway, and 3,200 feet south of Route 36, Shawnee Route. There's a 911 address of 12982 Mennonite School Road, Greenwood, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 430, Map 5, Parcel Number 56. Now before you, as the council members, you have received in your packet on Friday the report of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the public hearings held on January 22nd of 2015 on the three applications we're going to hear today. In the record for this application, the application was filed on October 16, 2014. Surveys of the property depicting the improvements of the property were submitted with the applicant. In the report, it exhibits and shows the comments of the Department of Transportation, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. During the public hearing, Sheldon Schwartzentruber was present on behalf of the application and gave testimony. The commission was advised that this site had previously conditional uses that have not been active in excess of 2 years, and those conditional use applications are considered void. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application other than the applicant's representative. The public hearing was closed. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application Mr. Burton stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2004 for Delmarva Roofing and Coating Incorporated for a contractor shop and office based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the location has been used for this type of use for many years. Prior conditional uses have approved light manufacturing on the site. This type of use is consistent with the prior use of the property. Two, this use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Three, the applicant has stated that the site will be used for storage and offices. The actual construction work associated with the use will occur off-site. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, all parking areas will be clearly shown on the site plan. B, there should not be any outside storage of materials on the site. C, no disposal of roofing materials or other debris shall occur on site. D, as stated by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. E, the sign shall be located in the same location as the current sign on the site and shall be the same size as the existing sign. And finally, F, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 4-0. Mr. Smith was absent for the public hearings that evening. I received no additional comments from any agencies or individuals to date since the commission's public hearing.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant here, and would you come forward, please? And if you'd please give us your full name and address and sign in at the sheet there on the podium.
I didn't put that there yet. Sheldon Schwarzenschreiber. My address is 13711 Owens Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
Okay, thank you.
It's all right.
And if you'll explain to council what your proposed use is and why you would like this conditional use.
Okay, but like was stated, the property has been used for a contractor shop. We currently have our business inside the town limits of Greenwood. We've more or less outgrown that facility. So we're looking to get out of the town limits. This property became available. It's probably, at this point at least, bigger than what we actually need, but there's a lot of potential there for us, and we're very familiar with the area. Both me and my partner grew up in the Greenwood area, right in that vicinity, so we're very familiar with the property, what it was used for before, and we have no intentions of using it for anything other than what was there before.
Okay. Do you have adequate parking?
Yes.
On the site?
Yeah, the site plan that was given, I think the parking is pretty much going to be the same. It's just going to be on a smaller scale than what was there before.
Okay. Do you feel that this use would in any way adversely affect neighboring properties?
No, I don't. In fact, I've talked to all the neighbors, so no one has any opposition that I'm aware of.
Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
Not really at this point, no.
Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of the application, or anyone that would like to, by their hand, show that they're in favor of the application? Is there anyone? There's one. Is there anyone else that's in favor or would like to speak on behalf of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the council's desire, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. Unless anybody from council has anything different, we'll close the public record.
No.
Just how's business?
Once the weather cooperates, we got a lot of work.
Good.
Weather. weather's our big thing. We do mostly commercial roofing, so this is just our shop area.
Mr. Moore, read your short title, please.
Yes, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a contractor shop and offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Anacoke Country, Sussex County, containing 6.47 acres, more or less, with reasons given by planning and zoning as numbered 1 through 4, and conditions 5A through E.
Pleasure, counsel.
Motion to adopt it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to adopt conditional use 2004 with the conditions as read by Mr. Moore. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wish you continued success.
Yes.
Next application is Indian River Volunteer Fire Company, Inc., conditional use 2005.
Yes, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for a boat storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.5 71 acres, more or less, for land lying southwest of Oak Orchard Road, also known as Route 5, and also known as Route 297, 15 hundredths of a mile north of River Road, being Road 312, with a 911 address of 32634 Oak Orchard Road, Millsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, map 34.08, and being parcels 43 and 44. Again, this application was reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on January 22nd of 2015. Again, in your packet, you received the report of the commission and their recommendation. This application was filed on October 16th of 2014, and was survey was provided with a site plan. We also received comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Patrick Miller sent a letter in support of the application. Patrick Miller, also representing the as president of the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated, representing the fire company, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of that public hearing, the public record was closed. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2005 for the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated for a boat storage facility based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the use is consistent with neighboring and adjacent uses. There is also an existing boat storage area next door. Two, the use is appropriate for a waterfront community such as Oak Orchard. Three, the use of the boat storage facilities of a public or semi-public use and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the boat storage area shall be fenced. B, the area shall be open during daylight hours only. C, no maintenance of boats or vehicles shall occur on the site. D, any security lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. Gentlemen, to date, I've received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date.
Any questions from council? If not, is the, I'm sorry, did someone start to say something?
Nope, no question.
Okay.
Making noise.
Mr. Miller.
I would think with the money they're going to be making off this, Mr. Vincent, we should cut back some county funding.
They won't do that.
What do you think? We'll have to
see. Is this the best they've got to send us?
Oh, no.
Rough.
And Leagua's going to speak in opposition.
I know.
Yeah.
good guy, bad guy.
Yeah. So you can hear both sides.
If you don't move right, she's going to
get. Good afternoon.
That's what she's here for.
Shh.
On behalf of Indian River Fire Company, we would like you to consider the application. We have purchased this parcel of land, there's actually two parcels of land, to utilize basically to expand the firehouse if so needed. The adjacent property is a boat storage facility. They are in need of additional storage space, and we've had some dialogue and discussions with them to potentially utilize our property for the short period or a number of years in terms of hoping to generate additional revenue to pay the mortgage on the property, and then ultimately to utilize it for expansion of the fire facilities if so needed.
Okay. If you, Patrick, if you could give us your full name and address, please, Mr. Miller.
I'm sorry. Patrick Miller, and my address is 32717 Oak Orchard Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that this application is consistent with neighboring and adjoining uses?
Absolutely.
And do you feel that it would adversely affect the neighborhood in any way?
No, sir.
Okay. Is there any questions from council?
You already own the property?
We already own the property.
And you've owned it for what? How long have you owned it?
About 3 years now.
Oh, you have owned it for 3 years. So, okay. And so you're looking, and you're not looking to expand the fire company in the immediate future?
No, sir. No, sir.
There's no need at this
point? Not at our Oak Orchard facility.
Okay.
I'd just like to make a comment, if I may, Mr. President.
Certainly.
I just want to commend the fire company that they are actually utilizing an asset and want to make some money.
Thank you.
Truly. I think that just kudos to you and your entire team, all of you, because you are a nonprofit, but you want to be good stewards of what you have and make a profit. And I think it's a great and wonderful thing.
Thank you.
So I commend you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? We have one person sitting in the audience. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application?
Well, I'll go, you're up. You want to say, okay, you're okay? All right, I'm just checking.
Do you want to be in opposition?
Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time we close the public hearing on this matter, and with council's approval, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing, and if it's okay with council, we'll close public record and comments. And Mr. Moore, if you read the short title.
Yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for a boat storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.571 acres, more or less, with reasons given by planning and zoning 1 through 4, with the conditions 5A through E.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion, please.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to approve conditional use 2005.
With the conditions.
With the conditions as read by Mr. Moore, to the record. Any questions? We will take the vote. Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. It is a adjoining parcel of land. It's a way to keep a piece of ground in use and generate some revenue until there's a need for it in the future. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I would vote yes for the exact same reasons.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes.
Based on the recommendations of planning and zoning, the conditions are listed. It makes sense to use the property to make some money. It's a good thing.
Amen.
We always need money to pry into volunteer.
Absolutely.
I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you all.
Now, notice the stipulation here they made. You've got to make money.
With him at the helm, there's no problem there, I think.
I didn't vote that way, but the rest of them did.
Well, those Greenwood firemen, they make barbecue stands out of stuff like that, and they don't make any money. They just hang out and cook chicken.
Thank you for being here.
Our next.
At least you're doing something productive.
You've done something.
Thank you.
Our next application is conditional use number 2006. Mr. Lang.
Yes, this is the application of Thomas and Laura Chorhorik. I probably said that wrong. I apologize again. To consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a seasonal farm stand garden center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.2887 acres, more or less, for land lying west of Beaver Dam Road, Road 285, 1,100 feet north of Stokely Road, being Road 280, with a 911 address of 19884 Beaver Dam Road, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, Map 5, parcel number 44.07. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on January 22nd, 2015. Council has before it a copy of the Commission's report and recommendation on this application. The application was actually filed on October 16th of 2014 and included a site plan survey of the property. What you have before you is a copy of the site plan, computer-generated site plan, a survey I have on the in the file if you so desire to see the duplicating survey. We received comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We received a letter from Jay Beach in support of the application in reference to this application. Tom was present on behalf of the application, gave testimony, and also submitted, which I forgot to do, 12 photographs showing his operation as it exists last year. Gave additional testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. A public hearing was closed. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2006 for a seasonal farm stand garden center based upon a record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the applicant resides on the premise where this conditional use will be located. He proposes to operate a small farm stand with a garden center for shrubs, plants, pots, mulch, and soils, and other similar garden items. Two, the proposed use is compatible with the underlying agriculture zoning and other agriculture uses in the area. Three, the use promotes both business and convenience in Sussex County in that it provides an agricultural business that will sell produce and garden products to Sussex County residents and visitors. Four, the conditional use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, the community or area roadways and traffic. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the proposed use. And six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the final site plan shall show all areas for the farm stand and the garden center and the vehicle and truck parking. It shall also show existing and proposed display areas and storage containers on the site. Those storage containers shall be screened from view of neighboring properties. No display or storage shall be located in the front yard setback. B, all material and equipment storage shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. C, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. D, the stand shall be open from March 20th through December 20th of each year. E, the hours of operation for the business shall be from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. F, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And finally, there was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion did carry 4-0. Again, gentlemen, I have received no additional comments from the individual or agency in reference to this application.
Any questions from council? If not, if the applicant come forward, give us your full name and address, please.
Afternoon, my name's Tom Kacharik. I live at 19884 Beaver Dam Road, Lewis, the site of this proposed conditional use.
And if you would just give us an explanation of what you plan to do and why you need the conditional use.
Okay, sure. We opened this garden center. It's been a dream of ours pretty much since we were married, my wife and I. Laura's here with me. I've been a gardener in the area for 20 plus years, and my background is horticulture, growing plants, and working in the greenhouse, and it's what I've always wanted to work towards. And we saw this opportunity to purchase the land. It was a permitted use with under the current zoning, the way we understood it. So we jumped at it and put a house there, and then got Garden Shack Farm off to a start last April. We opened. We were well received with the community. Neighbors are our biggest customers. We also raise some chickens and sell the eggs there as well. What the customers wanted from us then, they said, well, you know, while we're here, why can't we get some flower pots and a bag of mulch or, you know, that type of thing? And And we said, well, we don't grow that here, so we're going to have to get a special permission from the county, and that's why we're here. That's what brings us here. We're members of the Farm Bureau, the Nursery and Landscape Association. All our product has been inspected by Department of Agriculture. We have all the necessary licensing and everything like that. So this was our next logical step, and that's why we're here.
Okay. So. Do you consider this use to be compatible with neighborhood uses?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
Will the granting of this application adversely affect surrounding properties or traffic?
It may have the opposite effect and actually help the community.
Okay. Are there any questions from council?
The only issue I would put to the council would be the hours of operation. If there's anybody sees a need that we need to, we might want to strike that as a condition, just so that we don't have to worry about enforcing something like hours of operation on a garden stand.
Okay. After we complete the public hearing, we can do that.
That's just a suggestion.
Sure.
That would be great. We move forward.
Okay. Is there anyone else here that's in favor of this application? Anyone that wants to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? I see none. Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And with council's, if it's council's prerogative, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. If somebody has an issue, we'll close the public comment. More of a short title, please.
I would like to make a motion that we strike as a recommendation of planning and zoning's conditions, E, under number 6. Where the hours of operation, strike that and make FE. Do you understand, yes. Mr. Arlett?
With you, I think you still need to read the short title first.
Am I talking too fast for Mr. Arlett?
He's got you. He's got you.
Yes. What I'll do is read the short title. After I read the short title, then we can amend that.
Thank you.
D. Just D?
No, I'm telling you. Are you get? What about D?
So you have that D. Yeah. Well, you know what? We could also. Thank you, Mr. Lane. Another time restraint is D, March 20th to December 20th. There's maybe another issue that we don't want to be legislating on. So I will amend my.
Let me read the short title, and with the and then you amend that, and we vote on the amendment only.
That's correct. Then
we'll proceed. Okay, it's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a seasonal farm stand / garden center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.2287 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning zonings 1 through 5, with conditions 6A through F.
Now, Mr. Cole.
I would like to make a motion that we approve.
Just amend by deleting D and E, if that's your amendment.
I would like to amend D and E, just because of the striking and because of the counties wouldn't have to then enforce hours of operation or times of year, and that way we wouldn't have to worry about it. And I'm sure that with global warming,
we wouldn't have to send out our
they might want to start earlier and go later. With global warming, we might have produce all year round.
We don't want to send our produce stand or flower stand police out there to check that.
No, we don't. Okay. So I would strike D and E. Do we reread it, or
need a motion first on what you're deleting?
My motion.
You've
is
made
a
the motion. It's second. Then you vote on deleting it.
Yeah. See, we're much more sophisticated than Planning and Zoning Commission. This is above their pay grade to be able to make these kind of executive decisions.
So
we have a motion to second. Any questions on a motion?
Yes.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes, I'll vote to strike D and E.
Mr. Arlett.
I would say yes, however, with a caveat that you are not required to be open year-round.
Right. No,
just for the record, if you would like to go south for 3 months, feel free to do so, just for the record.
All right.
Mr. Wilson.
I'll vote yes.
Motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore.
Yes. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a seasonal farm stand slash garden center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.2287 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning as 1 through 5, and as the conditions amended 6A through D. We deleted the previous number D and E.
And moved F up to D.
Yes.
Okay. Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion we adopt CU, what number?
2006.
2006.
As
amended.
Condition as amended.
Yes, sir.
Second.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, with the conditions.
Thank
I think
you.
It's
Thank
appropriate,
you.
And I think that it will not affect the surrounding community and have no impact on property values.
I knew you'd get there. Mr. Arlett.
Yes, as well, and per the recommendations that have been voted on here. And I also want to commend the homeowners for following their dream. Truly, I think it's very important, and we want to support you in your efforts. So,
Mr.
congratulations.
Mr. Arlett's dream was to be a politician.
Mr. Wilson.
Thank you for supporting me.
Mr. Arlett has never said bad about nobody comes here. He's grateful to either go further in their business or.
I am a grateful man.
Anyway, mine votes yes, and I'm glad you're. I'm glad you can make money. I hope you can.
I also agree with the planning and zoning findings and with the conditions as amended. I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you and good luck.
It's always fun to be the last one of the day.
Yeah.
It didn't take long, did it?
Thank you.
More than you really we'll turn us off.
And Patrick, I'd like to point out how smooth things went today.
We're still in session.
One of the applications had an attorney representing them. Things went right flying smooth. Right, Stephanie? I knew you'd agree.
Y'all take care.
Motion to go into executive session for land acquisition, pending potential litigation, and personnel.
Second.
I'm sorry, Lawrence, you had something.
Everything.
Telling me something about you.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second to who?
Second. Second.
Oh, yes, so moved. I'm sorry. Sorry, President. I apologize. So moved. Who's seconding it?
I'm telling you. We're going downhill in a hurry. We have a motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. We'll go to executive session for the items I listed before.
Oh, Lord.
Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Motion carried.